Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. Mr. Modi will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary, a report.
This is the first visit of President Stubb to India in his present capacity. He is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary. President Stubb will be the chief guest and keynote speaker at the 11th Raisina Dialogue 2026 in the National Capital this evening. India and Finland share warm, friendly and multifaceted relations rooted in shared democratic values. Finland is a valued partner for India in the European Union and in the Nordic region. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue, India's flagship conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, will commence in New Delhi today. The three-day conference brings together global leaders, policymakers, and experts to deliberate on pressing international issues and strategic cooperation. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states, including two seats from Chhattisgarh, will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till 9th of March. Polling for these seats will be held on 16th of March and results will also be declared on the same day. Conflict in West Asia has further intensified as Israeli Defense Forces dismantled dozens of assets belonging to Iran's ballistic missile array, including missile launchers and defense systems deployed in the area that constituted a threat to the Israeli Air Force's aircraft. U.S. Air Force is also continuing to execute a high volume of airstrikes into Iran. The U.S. Central Command said that their forces have struck or sunk over 20 Iranian ships, including a Soleimani-class warship that U.S. struck yesterday. U.S. Senate has backed President Donald Trump's military campaign against Iran. Senators voted to block a bipartisan resolution aiming to stop the military campaign without authorization by the Congress last night. The Senate voted 53-47 not to advance the resolution, largely along party lines. External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via numbers 011-2301-2113, another number 011-2301-4104 and 011-2301-7905. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. Air India has announced that it will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt, and Paris in Charles de Gaulle Airport in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from today to 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. In Nepal, polling has begun for parliamentary elections. This is the first election after youth-led protests last September led to the deaths of 77 people and forced the government to resign. Nearly 19 million of Nepal's 30 million people are eligible to vote to pick a 275-member House of Representatives, of which 165 candidates are directly elected and 110 selected via proportional representation. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Earlier yesterday, riding on an unbeaten century by Finn Allen, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.